For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert.
With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
WSB.
WSB. Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show. It's 10:07, 7 after 10, yada, 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 yada. Did you ever yada, yada sex?
Yada, yada over the best part. I mentioned the bisque.
I mentioned the lobster bisque. The gang's all here. Low T Truck Screens, the calls to Longoria. On the other side of the takeout window, Johnny Kilbasa will join us with a fast food review. In the second hour of the program, I slept late today. Normally, I wake up around 5 p.m., start doing heavy show prep, poring over databases.
Databases.
I don't know.
What database
sounded
poring it
sounded
over?
The Clint Reed email.
Yeah, yeah.
The Buford email. That's my database.
Yeah. The one email you get.
But I was so tired for I don't even know why. I guess from staying up super late on Sunday. I slept till 8:30 this evening. So I got a full 8+ hours of sleep today.
Nice.
And which was really nice, yeah. But then I woke up and I didn't even realize what had been going on all day with the Istanbul airport story. Just absolutely horrible, horrible stuff going on. And I'm not even fully caught up to date. I've been trying to, you know, keep up with CNN and the latest. So if you are like me and you're just getting off work, you're just waking up. Can I play some audio here, Longo?
Sure.
I just want to play an update from CBS Radio News. Just if you have no idea what's been happening today, there's been a huge, horrible terror attack at the Istanbul airport. The latest report saying 36 dead, 147 wounded. Here's the latest from CBS Radio News.
CBS News special report. Turkey's government blames ISIS but cannot be sure. The three men who blew themselves up after firing automatic rifles at people in the Istanbul airport have not yet been identified. CBS's Holly Williams in Istanbul.
Turkish officials are blaming ISIS for this attack, but as far as we know, no official claim of responsibility from that group.
Turkey's prime minister put the death toll at 36, with 147 wounded, including at least one American. CBS News correspondent Jeff Pagaz checked with security officials in Washington.
U.S. officials are working with Turkish counterparts to gather as much information as possible. They have to see who's behind this before they determine what next steps to take at U.S. airports.
New York and Miami say they've increased their police presence at airports. Our transportation correspondent, Chris Van Cleve.
The 4th of July travel weekend is often the busiest of the summer season. So airports like LAX have already stepped up their police presence, already gone to a very heavy deployment of motorcycle officers, of canines, as well as officers on foot.
The presidential candidates are reacting. Donald Trump in Ohio.
There's something going on that's really, really bad. All right, it's bad. And we better get smart and we better get tough.
Hillary Clinton released a statement saying America, faced with threats, needs deeper cooperation with allies and partners. CBS News special report. I'm Dan Revive.
So that's the latest. Again, so these, they think it's ISIS. I mean, they think whatever, it's ISIS, right? I mean, there's no question about that. They go into the Istanbul airport. And just imagine it's like Hartsfield, where baggage claim is, where you get your tickets, where there's no security. They go in with machine guns. And apparently, I heard on CNN, they took a cab.
Yeah. It's Turkey.
So it's, so it's normal for like guys to be carrying AK-47s and bombs in a cab?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm saying maybe the taxi is like
that's what
involved
they're looking
in this.
For a person of interest.
So they go in and they start blasting people inside the terminal before you get to the security, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine you get up, you get dropped off curbside at Hartsfield. You go in to the Delta counter, blah, blah, blah. And that's where, you know, mm-hmm. we've talked about this, that being the soft part of the airport. Where there's, you know, you might see a couple of cops in there, but there's no security of note. What are you looking at, Longoria?
CNN.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's a basketball game on?
No, that's version up.
So they go in, they start, and then they blow themselves up.
Did you see the one guy that they shot before he was able to detonate?
Oh, is that why he was on the ground? Yeah. Okay. I was like, why is he dead? I'm safe now. There's no one around him.
Shot him and then got up to him and realized he was trying to detonate his bomb. And you see him
book
away,
out of there.
And then he pulls up. Yeah.
It's just another one of these awful, awful stories. And I want to say this, and I really want to phrase this properly because I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. Well, there's really no way I could say it without being taken the wrong way. So we've had the...
People are going to do what they do.
Yeah, it's true. We've had these terror attacks in France, in Belgium, Brussels. And now Istanbul.
Yeah.
Okay. I obviously, these terror attacks are awful. They're wrong. I wish we would never have them. But is it better... I really don't want to screw this up.
I know where
you're
going. Just go. I know where you're going with it. Anybody that takes it.
I find comfort in knowing that ISIS is so freaking crazy that they're not just targeting America. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like, these guys are so bananas that we always assume, well, you know, ISIS, well, they hate America. They hate our way of life. They hate our freedoms. No, these dudes hate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel horrible about what happened in Istanbul and in Belgium and in France, but that just highlights the fact that, and it's just weird that I'm like, well, it's not just us they hate. Does that make any sense to you guys whatsoever? That
yeah,
I know, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and one thing about it, it does sort of lend to the idea that this is a global issue.
Absolutely.
It's not just focused on the West. They don't care. So it is truly a global issue. So, you know, I guess in that sense, you know, you could end up with some, you know, allies come out of this that you wouldn't maybe necessarily think would happen. If this continues to happen, I would imagine that you're going to have some odd bedfellows who are like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't agree on a lot, but this is a huge problem.
Right, exactly.
We need to all take care
of it.
It
makes it a worldwide issue where it's not just us against the radical terrorists. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, all right, well, I mean, France stepped up after that. After the France got bombed, they were like, screw this, we're sending fighters to Syria. You know, like, we're gonna bomb the crap out of ISIS.
So did Jordan after they burned that pilot alive.
Their
president was in on bombing raids. He got up in jet fighters and was in on bombing raids, like, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I think it could make some odd bedfellows.
See, what makes this different, what makes ISIS different from Al-Qaeda, the PLO, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of their evil predecessors, as evil as Al-Qaeda is and the evil things they've done, they had, in their minds, logical reasoning. Okay, they had political reasoning. They said, well, you came into our lands, you funded this, blah, blah, blah. They had a political outline of why they were doing this. The PLO, well, you know, you're walling off the Palestinians. This is, they had, again, I don't agree with the reasons, but they had reasons.
Yeah.
ISIS is just like, you're non-believers, we're killing you. Mm-hmm. There's no diplomatic way to, you know, massage this situation.
Like, they're not coming up with an excuse. They're just doing
exactly.
it. Exactly.
They're not like, well, you know, remember, you did. No, it's we.
It doesn't make any
You're sense. A non-believer. We are going to mm-hmm. kill you. That's it. Yeah. There's no negotiation here. There's no massaging the situation. There's no political end game to this. They're not looking for concessions. You know,
makes it very black and white.
Yeah, the ISIS is, isn't like, well, we want the oil fields and we want you to end the embargo. No, it's just we are killing every non-believer and some believers that just don't like our version of the religion.
Well, some think this was the 2-year anniversary of their declared caliphate.
Yeah.
So some people think that this was a, you know.
And their whole, again, if you're not, and I don't blame you for not being totally up to speed on what the hell ISIS is all about. They want to start a war, to drag us into a war that will be the war of all wars.
Yeah, the holy
and,
war.
And will end with the destruction of everything.
Yep.
They want us to come attack them on their lands in a ground war and with the protecting the caliphate, and that's it.
Oddly enough, all the they're losing ground in cities in Iraq
and
the Iraqi army, which is good. It's awesome. I'm ecstatic.
The Iraqi army actually has something going for them.
Yeah. They're starting. They took back Fallujah.
Mosul.
They're moving
to
another one.
Exactly.
It was one of those two they've got, and they're moving on to the next one. So I mean, you're seeing some pushback anyway. You know, as opposed to them just running roughshod over everything.
Did you see? Have you seen the video from them taking that city back in Iraq?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I'm glad the Iraqi army's doing something, but. They look like some of the soldiers look like Jennifer Griffey's fire in the gun.
They're not.
They were in a quote gun battle, and imagine this is there's a wall in front of me right here, okay,
right.
About my height,
about eye level.
Yeah, and the guy was taking his machine gun and just going like this, shooting it into the sky, and just rattling off, shooting literally into the sky. There's nothing in the sky.
Well, he's they're going to fall somewhere.
Well, he's just like, you know, it's out of
it. Eventually got to fall down.
He was just wasting ammo. He's like, see, I'm doing something. Look. I'm doing something.
They don't want to poke their heads out.
No, I get it. But, I mean, aim down a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he's literally in the sky.
Just lobbing them in.
Yeah, exactly. Just making noise is what he's doing.
Well, sometimes that's all you got to do.
I guess. I'm not one to criticize someone on the battlefield.
Yeah, I'd like to see you fire off a machine gun.
No, exactly right. Exactly right. Which is something I wanted to talk about last night, or I wanted to talk about tonight. I got home last night and popped up on my DVR, thanks to Xfinity, Gladiator, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Is there anything more terrifying than being in one of those battles, like the Game of Thrones battle we saw the other day?
I think, I think about that all the time.
I'd be. What would you do in one of those battles? Like we're talking, for those that aren't familiar, Gladiator, Russell Crowe, Game of Thrones, where you've got a shield, you've got a sword,
and that's it,
and you've got crazy bastards running after you, and you're in a war, a battle,
and it's not like,
how soon can I play dead?
I know, right? That's all I kept thinking. Like, when can I lay down and just hope that nobody comes? Because like in 300, the wounded, they just go around and they finish you off.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out a way to get out of that. And it's just all stabbing to death. It's horrific to think about.
I was watching Gladiator last night going, what am I doing in this situation? If I'm in the Roman army and we were charging I guess they were in Germany, they were charging. Yeah. And I'm like, what do I do here?
Yeah.
Like hide behind the biggest dude?
I don't know.
Hide behind
the biggest guy. Just sort of keep backing. You know, don't run as fast as the other guys. So you're that guy that you started
like,
in the front.
Oh, pulled my hammy.
By the time they get to the battle, you're all the way in the back because you're gimping along.
Maximus, hold up. No, go without me. No, go without me.
I'll catch up.
My hamstring pull. Oh, gosh, darn it. Got a side stitch.
That old baseball injury.
Yeah.
Flared up again.
So that,
no,
that,
I don't know. That's.
I was watching that last night and going, thank God we weren't alive in that.
Oh,
the Game of Thrones battle?
Awful.
Forget it.
My parents and I went to the Civil War Museum,
mm-hmm.
and we're walking around and trying to wrap your mind around, because they start talking about like battlefield conditions and what it's like today versus then, and just lopping limbs off in like 15 minutes. And I'm like, what a horrific... Yeah. Like horrific.
Now, obviously, war now is no piece of cake.
Tough. Yeah, I'm not saying that. It's just different.
But the medieval battles, forget it.
No, it's way too all hand to hand. Like,
yeah,
nowadays, there's distance between you and
you
them.
Don't
there's,
look into the eyes of your...
But everything is like within arm's reach, which is terrifying to me.
Awesome. I'm glad I'm not a weenie on that alert.
No, you're not.
Buckskin feels that way, I feel better.
I'd much rather stare down a grizzly than
We'll talk about that. Battle. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Istanbul. We'll try to shed some light on this situation. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show runs the night.
10:26, 72 degrees on Peachtree Street. Let's hit some calls. 404-872-0750. David's in Marietta. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, there.
Hey, David. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you're talking about this thing in Turkey. You guys are getting informed on what the jihad is all about.
I'm ready.
Okay. You think that this is just a small number of folks that believe in the jihad?
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that was a small number of folks, David?
No, well, you didn't say that tonight. But
oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But at another fictitious time, uh-huh. I said small number of folks. Gotcha. Thanks for listening. Marco Lilburn.
More lemon pledge.
Welcome to the show, Marco. How are you, sir?
Very good.
Well, buddy, what's going on?
Not much. I sometimes think I was born in those samurai days because I love my sword and my other weapons that I have.
You wouldn't freak out in a battle scene at...
No, I would love that. I mean, we did it in the 80s. I mean, we would fight with our kendo sticks and hit each other. I used to love
it. Yeah, well, playing as a kid with a toy sword is different than being in a gladiator scene.
Yeah, I agree, but those guys, they grew up in that time. If you threw us there, you'd be like, yeah, now. But if you grow up in those times seeing that and
maybe
living it,
yeah,
you're playing mentally.
I guess ignorance is bliss. But I was telling Chuck, if I had to... In those medieval times, I'm the archer. You know, I'm standing up at the back.
I'm trying
shooting.
My damnedest to be a court jester or something.
Yeah, I'm the archer. I'm just shooting arrows. All right, we're gonna talk more about Istanbul terror attack and medieval battles for some reason. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB,
depend on it.
Hey folks, this is Mark Maron from WTF. You're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Enjoy. The white and the blue.
Welcome back to the show. 10:37, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We were following breaking news. We've been following throughout the afternoon. I was sleeping during all of this. The Istanbul airport attack, at least 36 dead, 147 wounded. Just to get you caught up to speed with the situation in Turkey, here's the latest from CBS Radio News.
CBS News special report. The Turkish government says 36 people are dead, 147 injured after three suicide bombers attacked the busy international airport in Istanbul. It happened at an entrance to the terminal. Who was behind it? Correspondent Holly Williams is in Istanbul.
No group has claimed responsibility at this point that we're aware of, but this follows a spate of deadly suicide bombings here in Turkey over the last year. Some of them, including two earlier this year that targeted foreigners, have been blamed on ISIS by the Turkish authorities.
The Prime Minister says this attack, too, looks like the work of ISIS. Tom Stevenson, a reporter in Istanbul spoke to CBS News via Skype.
There's a great deal of confusion and also fear here. Although there have been a number of attacks in Istanbul over the last few months, this one has really shook people. It's a time it's very busy, a very busy airport, not just for Turkish nationals, but for people all over the world.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Bill Whitney.
Another just awful terrorist attack. This has the handwriting of ISIS all over it. And as we said, I said at the beginning of the show, ISIS is different than the other terrorist organizations that we've grown up with the Al-Qaeda's, the Hamas, the Hezbollah's, the PLO. There's no political rationale in their minds about these attacks. This is simply non-believers, you must die. Which is, how do you combat that? I have no idea, but it's a horrific situation. So your thoughts on what's going on in Istanbul, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And as we talk about modern warfare, I reflect on medieval warfare. Just so happened I watched Gladiator last night. Such a good movie, by the way.
It is.
It really holds up.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I've one of the most disliked movie characters of all time for me is Joaquin Phoenix's character.
There's no
redeeming qualities in that dude.
He's in Gladiator.
But I was watching the opening scene. We often talk about the opening scene in Saving Private Ryan as being one of the greatest opening scenes ever, where you're just jaw dropped. It's kind of like that in Gladiator, but for a different reason. It's just brutal hand to hand combat as the Roman soldiers take on the Germans, and I'm watching that going, God, thank God I wasn't alive during that time.
A horrible time to be alive.
Marco had a good point, though. If you were...
If you grew up with it,
it'd probably be a little bit, but...
It's more normal.
Yeah, looking back at it.
2016 me looking at that going, oh my, what would I do in that battle?
I think you'd have to be a blacksmith or something. I don't think you'd be anywhere near
a blacksmith. You know what I'd be? I'd be the cook.
Yeah, I just don't that's think what I'd be anywhere near the...
Like, you guys fight, I'm going to have a nice beef stew waiting for you when you get done.
When you get done.
Go win that battle.
Some warm bread and a nice beef stew.
Yeah, exactly. Go kick their asses. I got a hot meal waiting for you. I'll be cookie. That would be. That, I just couldn't even imagine the brutality. Just heads getting chopped off and limbs and just.
I mean, that's what it was. You just hacked your way.
Yeah.
I mean, real sophisticated armies did it a little bit better, but by and large, this is just you just wildly swinging, hoping that you don't get stabbed.
No, and it's even if you're a good fighter. All right, let's say Buckskin Chuck is awesome. You know, he is the swordsman of swordsmen in more ways than one. And you're fighting a guy and you're winning. What? There's nothing stopping someone coming up from behind you and just stabbing you in the back.
Yeah.
That's war. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just horrible to think about.
It is. Even if you're the best, you're Russell Crowe, the badass gladiator fighter. He almost died in that first scene.
Yeah.
Just glad. I'm glad it's 26.
You're glad you're not a gladiator. Yeah,
exactly. Randall's in Kennesaw. Randall, you are on the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on, buddy?
Well, a couple of things. Talking about ancient warfare like this, especially the Romans, you'd fight in formation. There wouldn't be anybody behind you except some very hard men looking for people who are trying to get out of line of battle to convince you to go back.
True, but those sometimes the forms break. Like, the formation broke in the gladiator scene. In Game of Thrones, we saw something similar to that. You know, I understand what you're saying, but...
Medieval warfare is a little bit different, more loose formations. You'd have a real melee where you'd have to watch everything.
Yeah. What's the best type of armor in that situation? Chainmail or plate mail?
Depends on how you like to fight. Chainmail will give you good protection and better mobility.
I want to survive. What's the best armor for survival?
I want to survive.
Staying at home.
The Romans had some good armor. It was kind of a combination of leather backed by chain with hard pieces at the vulnerable points, your joints, like your shoulders.
Yeah.
And knees, but not much. They relied on mobility and being able to move.
Yeah, I wouldn't need mobile. I wouldn't want mobility. I want survivability. I would be an archer. If I had, I would choose, archery. That would have been my deal. Or the catapult guy.
Archery?
Yeah, the catapult guy.
There you go.
Because in Gladiator, they They first started the fight shooting the flaming catapults into the woods at the German dudes. I keep saying German, but they called them something else.
Yeah, they were. I forgot.
They had another name for it. Yeah, it was before Germany was Germany. They called them something else. I could have been the catapult guy.
Yeah, he could do that.
Pull back on the thing, let it go.
Safe distance.
I couldn't have done the cavalry thing. Where the guys on the horse?
No, I think you'd.
Why was cavalry such a big advantage in ancient warfare? It was like, oh, they got 100 heavy horse. We're done. What the, like? Why is that? Is it because it's tough to kill the person on top of the horse, or it's easier for them to kill you?
Mobility and speed.
Can't you just stab the horse? I'm not advocating that.
Take
but
the horse out.
I'm not Jennifer Griffiths, calm down. I'm not advocating animal cruelty. But there's so many battle scenes where they have 100 heavy horse. We're done.
Yeah, but warfare was different then. I mean, they literally marched out into fields and just ran at each other.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess the horses give you some advantage.
If I had 100 guys on horses running at me, I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah, I guess that the intimidation of the horses coming at you.
Yeah.
They could run over you with a horse. I mean,
you ever had one horse run at you?
No, but I've almost getting thrown off of a horse before.
Yeah. I guess I could see an intimidation factor.
I don't know enough about medieval warfare to answer that question.
I don't think I'd want to ride on the horse, though. I wouldn't want to fight on a horse.
You don't want to get strapped to a horse?
I don't know. That'd be easy to get away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my horse is feeling sick. I'm taking him back to the stables.
He's running. I don't know what he's doing.
And all of a sudden, you see Aram just peel off.
Yeah, the opposite way.
Where's that Jewish guy going? Tony's in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm actually a little bit depressed, but I'm also pretty happy because my wife's co-worker's son, Joshua, who graduated from Stanford this year, their gift, their parents' gift to Joshua was to travel Europe, and he landed actually in Istanbul 6 hours before all this mess went down, so he was safe at the hotel when this mess went down. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a very, very odd situation, and I, like you, due to an injury, I hit a TV off. I didn't know anything about it. So when I got up, Linda was off of work, and she was like, well, did you hear about what was going on in Istanbul? And let me tell you this story. So, I mean, it's just an incredible situation of grief, but blessings as well for our family. And then, you know, I wish I could sit there and say, let's just rerun, you know, yesterday's movie Monday, you know.
I
want to hear Griffey say, I can't do Edgar right now. You know?
do we have that? Do we have that?
We do.
A little levity into it? By request from Tony.
I can't do you, Edgar.
All right, I can't do you, Edgar.
But, you know, at the end of the and I can't even speak to, you know, what the worst or the best, medieval warfare is, but I can speak to this part. As we were talking on hold, I'm looking in, you know, the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary about the difference between a caliphate, as well as jihad. Jihad is, you know, a Islam religious warfare. A caliphate is simply, you know, the recognition of that there was a caliph. And it reminds me of, you know, Adolf Hitler and his whole idea that there was one race and one superior race, and this is where this cat was coming from. So, I mean, for us to fear what you referenced very early in the show, Mark, you know, the Hezbollahs, etc., of the world, this, you know, ISIS, you know, referencing a caliphate, which is kind of a shady, shadowy sort of a thing, saying, hey, we are all, you know, superior to everybody else. This is what we have to fear, whether it's abroad or whether it's down in Orlando or Santa Bernardino.
Well, I think because it's so different than, because it is, ISIS is different than the Al-Qaedas of the world and the Hamas and the Hezbollahs. What we need to combat this just absolutely insane enemy is a worldwide effort. And I think that's where ISIS is screwing up. They keep attacking each country. They're going to turn each. I mean, we're going to have a massive coalition to snuff out these SOBs. France wasn't doing much in the way of helping the war on terror until they got attacked. Belgium's now on board. Now you got a neighbor in Turkey with the, you know, porous border next to Syria. You want, I mean, just keep building your enemies. And that's good for the United States, that we will have more people in the, quote, coalition to take on these guys. David's in Tucker. David, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, a couple of points. One reason you're seeing some weird things going on with the behavior of the troops there is most of the fighting is being done by Shia militia, being led by Revolutionary Guard officers. Matter of fact, the commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is actually on site there right now. I don't know if he's actually the commander, but he's one heck of an advisor if he's not the commander.
You're talking about the Iraqi army?
Yes. Okay. The Iraqi army is still pretty much of a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
On to ancient warfare. That was one of the things about that opening scene of Gladiator was there was a bit of a boo-boo there because Russell Crowe is running around a horse with stirrups, and he's 500 years before stirrups came along.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The reason people were afraid of heavy horse was once you had stirrups, you could stay in the saddle and hit somebody with something without your own momentum carrying you off the horse or being knocked off by somebody else.
Gotcha, okay.
You get a heavy horse, a lance, you're going to make first contact because your weapon's longer than anybody else's, and you get a charge against troops that are not highly disciplined, you're going to blow them away and they're going to rout. And that's when most people got killed in ancient medieval warfare, was they go at it for a few minutes or maybe longer, and one side would go, uh-oh, we're losing. Well, I don't want to die in a losing cause, so they start running away. When they started running away, the other side started chopping into pieces.
Gosh. All right, real quick, Dave, because we got to run it. Medieval war, what portion of the army do you want to be cooking with me or fighting on the main battlefield?
I want to be the most feared guy and most privileged guy as a commoner in Europe. I want to be an English longbowman.
Nice. All right. I'll shoot arrows with you, my friend. Archer, catapult, or cook? Those are the three acceptable positions for me.
I think cook is the most likely.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. All right. We're going to come back with your calls. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Jennifer Griffiths will have the very latest on the situation in Istanbul coming up in just a couple of minutes. More of your calls right now at 404-872-0750. Russ is in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Welcome to the show, Russ. How are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Excellent. What's up?
A few months ago, my church was sending people to Turkey hand out Bibles and stuff. And I said, I'll go. And they said, okay. Well, I told that friend of mine, that rich guy that doesn't like Hillary.
Yeah.
He said, no way, you're out of your mind. You're not going anywhere near Turkey. He said, you're a smart aleck. And you go over there chasing girls and stuff like you do here, they'll kill you. He said, you won't last a week. So I didn't go. You know what? He's probably right.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go. I like the thought behind it, you know, the mission and everything, but Turkey's way too close to Syria and what's all going on over there.
Oh, he said it's a very violent place, a lot of rebels and crazy stuff all the time.
But
so.
But apparently Istanbul is one of the world's greatest cities, you know, not maybe right now, but that's one of the major jewels of the continent is Istanbul, beautiful. Istanbul was Constantinople, yeah. Istanbul was... You remember that song?
I do.
Nope.
Yeah. Istanbul used to be called Constantinople. Did you know that? Look at that. I'm teaching you something new every day, Russ.
We need some... The more you know.
The more you know. And the funny thing is... Thank you, Russ. I got to run, buddy. I used to sing when Doug Turnbull was working in the traffic center with me. I used to sing, Doug Turnbull was Constantinople, and Doug Turnbull was Constantinople.
Maybe
we,
nice.
Maybe we can hear that song next hour to lighten the levity or increase the levity of the show. All right, when we come back, we'll discuss more on the breaking news in Istanbul, the terror attack that has left 36 dead, over 140 injured, and we'll continue our discussion of what would you do in a medieval battle. We're all over the map tonight. 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Show me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.